This is Daguerreotypes, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers, that is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 465, part 2, entitled Masculists' Conscious, Deliberate Misogyny. Carrying straight on. You women need to become bi-conscious, that is, have both your feminist and your masculist consciousnesses raised, so that you lose your monoconscious feminazi bitchiness, which is typical of monoconscious feminists who are angry at men for the ways that men oppress women, but who know nothing of the reverse case. So your feminazi bitchiness against men is not cancelled by a corresponding and oppositely directed masculist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, and worse than vice versa. It is in your self-interest to become bi-conscious, since you will then be much more likely to have a boyfriend, since a bi-conscious feminist is much less likely to be an MFB, and hence be a lot more approachable by men. Monoconscious feminazis are hated by men, seen as repulsive by men, and hence forced to rot on the shelf, manless, sexless, loveless, orgasmless, babyless, and spat at. In time, there's a real possibility that the feminist movement will split over the issue of how feminists should react towards the masculists. Feminists will probably split into bi-conscious feminists and monoconscious feminists. The bi-conscious feminists will see the monoconscious feminists as bigots who remain closed-minded towards the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street. That is, bi-conscious feminists agree with the masculists. And the monoconscious feminists will see the bi-conscious feminists as traitors selling out to the masculists. Society in time will see the logic of the masculists and become increasingly bi-conscious. So the monoconscious feminists will be seen increasingly by society as bigots and hence be despised and ignored. The masculists aim to educate society into masculist ideas and to push for the masculist political program, that is, the general men faring of the gender laws, by men faring the divorce courts, by, for example, ridding them of alimony, making custody of the kids joint by default, scrapping the halving of the wealth and stuff, and seeing women as fips who are capable of pulling their own financial weight, and not seeing them as hateable, manslaving, fluffy parasites who live off men's money for decades. Masculists want the legislation of the para, that's paternity rejection right, so that men are not manslaved for decades by women who lie to their boyfriends / husbands that they are taking the pill but aren't, get pregnant, then use the current gender law to force him to pay for a kid that he doesn't want, thus manslaving him for decades, a major gender crime against men. The fact that women have the mara, that's maternity rejection right, but men don't have the para, paternity rejection right, is the most blatant form of sexual discrimination that exists, that screams out for reform. The fact that millions of men are seen by the current gender laws, created by monoconscious feminazis, as cash machines to be robbed and abused by fluffies and fluffy feminists, simply makes feminazis hated by the masculists, who in the limit will simply shoot them to stop whole populations from being wiped out. Angry, hateful masculists will be merciless with monoconscious feminists and fluffies. Men on the whole do not respect women due to women's grossly inferior performance track record. Men are only nice to women because men want to penis women. Women's only real source of attraction to men are their vaginas. If there is no prospect of sex with a man will rapidly lose interest in her and walk away. As any young woman knows, the quickest way to get rid of an unwanted boyfriend is to stop the sex. He will then be gone within a week. maskers have no desire to penis feminazis and fluffies. Such women are vermin to maskers, so maskers will not be motivated to be nice towards such women, so will not pull any punches against them when they start verbally punching them with vitriolic maskulist harangues in public, telling these women that fluffy manslavers and fluffy feminist hypocrites are hated by the maskulists, who aim to wipe them out by punishing them severely, by forcing them to rot on the shelf, by maskers totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, thus forcing their fluffy parasite and fluffy feminist hypocrite genes to be removed from the gene pool. The aim of the maskless is to scare monoconscious feminists shitless, thus motivating them powerfully to both fip up and to become bi-conscious, or feel as though they have been hit by a bus, the maskless bus, as millions of very angry, hateful men attack them verbally for being monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, and hated manslavers. There'll be a lot of heat generated in these passionate exchanges between the maskless and monoconscious feminists in the next few years, until the journalists really take up the maskless message and broadcast it to the masses, so that millions of women, especially young women, become terrified of being rejected by men, so become strongly motivated to fip up or not get a man, and hence not get a baby. Most young women have learned that it is almost impossible to be both a committed careerist and to look after small children at the same time. So young women really want to have a man who will help them pay for her to have kids. This will not happen until the gender laws are men-feared, which means that women will need to become bi-conscious by learning masculist ideas and then vote with men for the men-faring of the gender laws. For example, reform the divorce courts, legislating the para, creating gender equality committees in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists who deal equally with both feminist and maskless gender issues, which is far from being the case today. To maskless, today's monoconscious gender laws are a war issue. Whole populations are being indirectly wiped out as a result of the feminist monoconsciousness, seeing men as cash machines to be robbed and abused, seeing men as toxic and morally inferior. To maskless, such women are seen as toxic, as hateable, and as the enemy, to be shot in the limit if whole populations are not to be wiped out. The maskless aim to educate society into a widely held bi-consciousness by educating society with maskless ideas. One very effective way to do this is to project a maskless, conscious, deliberate misogyny onto women, so that women become powerfully motivated to become bi-conscious and vote with men for the men-faring of the gender laws, or be forced into babylessness, which will drive women crazy. Already, millions of women are now manless and childless, which may explain why now a quarter of women are currently taking anti-depression drugs. Women's general happiness will only decrease as long as women remain monoconscious. Maskless are full of anger and hatred at what the monoconscious feminists and fluffies are doing to men. The maskless will eventually go to war against such women if these women do not become bi-conscious. What fluffies and fluffy feminists do to men is a war issue to the maskless, causing millions of men to become full of anger and hatred against a feminazi-dominated monoconsciousness that so bitterly and callously abuses and manslaves men for decades of men's lives. If women don't soon fip up and become bi-conscious, then expect men, that is, masculisted men, in brackets, who in time will be most men as the maskless virus spreads rapidly through society, close brackets, to express their anger and hatred at women, at fluffies and fluffy feminists who oppress men far worse than vice versa. The maskless bus is coming and will hit women very hard, so hard that if women don't quickly fip up and become bi-conscious, then they will be crushed and have only their cats to console them as they rot on the shelf, living alone for decades as men spit in their face for being manslaving parasites, for being hated MFBs who deserve their fate. Expect in the next few years that the level of masculine anger and hatred to rise and rise until a crisis occurs, that is, a masculine explosion takes place that forces the gender politicians to listen to what the masculines have to say, although they too will face bullets the same way as the monoconscious feminazis will when the sex war comes, when men, responsible masculine soldiers, go out into the streets to stop the feminazis from indirectly wiping out whole populations as they are currently doing. Things have to change, or there won't be any humans left to be changed. They will have been wiped out like the dodo bird. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 460 plus masculine flyers for men's studies courses. Freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website.